Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Behold in His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, let us continue to look at how our faith must be tested. That's right, how our faith must be tested. In chapter 23 of Job, Job begins to confess that God was true and faithful. It says in verse 10, God knows the way that I take. And when he has tried, that word tried is there, tested or approved me, I shall come forth as gold. Wow. Well, I think Job is referring to his, and that's Job's faith being tested and coming forth as gold. How many understand that faith can only come forth as gold if the truth which our faith is based is proven to be more precious and valuable to us than the gold? But make no mistake, my friend, God Almighty right now has his people in a purifying process. But just look around, you know, look at the events in the world, the lack of moral governmental control, the lack of morality and decay of societies. You know, since the rise of religion and all of the Bible teaching of the 70s, America's society spiritually and morally has gone down the tubes. Yes, it has. And there's a spiritual principle here, because anywhere religious teaching grows, spiritually, real truth and morality disappears. Let me say that again. Anywhere where religious teaching grows, spiritually, real truth and morality disappears. But don't worry, God is purifying his people. But not the world or the lost who are influenced by the world system and even Satan. Oh no, God's people are placed in a crucible of fire and pressure, what I like to call making places, making us more like Jesus Christ, so forming in us the character and the image of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a process where, yes, we suffer. A process whereby we are going to suffer loss, not only perhaps of things, but of everything about ourselves, which we may have that makes us to think that we are righteous. We are going to be turned inside out and exposed for the reprobate that we are in that Adam. And why? Well, number one, because it is true of what we are. Every one of us, whether we like it or not, is reprobate, unless we have the work of the cross in our life. Number two, we need to be exposed in order to be set free from this. Again, the truth will make us free. If we let God expose us like that, we will lose all of our self-righteousness and self-trust. But when we will be able to put our faith in the one other than ourselves, in whom there is all righteousness and in whom there is all life. Amen? And yes, again, this is a relationship. It's a relationship. So now we can not only have our faith in God being tested, but God himself is being proven as true to us. We look at all of the examples in the Bible where the saints of the Old Testament and even the New Testament went through great trials and contradictions to the Word and to even the faithfulness of God in their lives. Yes, they did. God gave them promises and they faced great conflict because of them and great contradictions regarding these promises. Some of this was of their own doing, just like with us, but in the end, when God did get his way, as he always does, they were exalted as those who had great faith? Well, no, not really. Though there were times God did commend them for that. For example, in Romans 4 and 3, Paul said, "For what saith the Scriptures? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness," Romans 4 and 3. Also, you can see that in Galatians 3:16 and James 2 and 23. "It was reckoned to him as righteousness, but it was God who was proven faithful, as one who is proven to be one who we can rely on and one whom we can believe on. You know, we cannot truly believe that God is dependable and, you know, religiously or intellectually or even emotionally. Oh, no. We must come to see that He is faithful, that He is dependable, He is reliable in ourselves. And then, my friend, what we come to truly believe has got to be tested in us. I know I'm sharing some deep truths here that I hope and pray are hitting the mark, but for a moment, let us go ahead and step back. You and I, by virtue of the fact that we are living in an age and facing forces of an enemy which are absolutely contrary to everything that God is, including our own nature and our flesh, which too are openly contrary to everything Christ is, who is in us by the Spirit. And because we are living in this age, there is a battle going on. And God allows the circumstances to rise wherein if we will simply believe and lose ourselves unconditionally to God for whatever it takes in these situations, our faith will be strong and strengthened. But not because we have done something. Oh, no. It will be because God Almighty and Jesus Christ will have been proven all the more faithful to us. My friend, faith is not a duty. Let me say that again. Faith is not a duty. Faith is not something that God demands under the threat of punishment. No, it's not. Faith is not something that God demands under the threat of punishment. God does not say, you better believe or else. My goodness, where are we going to get faith to believe if not from God? No, God is simply saying, I have you in difficulty. Yield to me for whatever it takes that I may do my work in you. If you do, if you hear what I am saying, if you continually open up yourself unto me for the truth, then I will be unfolding Christ to you. And if you hear, faith will come to be a part of you because Christ will come to be formed in you. Wow, what a tremendous thought. If we hear, then faith will come to be in us because Christ then will be in us and it will be formed in us. My friend, this is what God is doing in a trial of our faith. It is what He is doing in our lives through His dealings and His judgments in our lives. He is working a miracle that comes out of that new birth. It is a miracle made possible by the redemption of Jesus Christ, which is the fact that God has established an eternal relationship with us based on Jesus Christ and all of the truth which is in Him, which is in Him. God is doing this in us. It is not doctrinal, but it can be expressed and explained by doctrine. It is not intellectual and is certainly not emotional. It is spiritual and it is supernatural. It is a reality in Christ Jesus and it is eternal. It is a spiritual and it is eternal. And what Paul was sharing in Ephesians 2 and 22. Now, I don't understand this and I don't understand why, you know, why God, you know, has picked us, but He has. Ephesians 2:22 says, in whom ye are also built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2:22. Wow. So how many know, no matter what rises up in our heart, and no matter how ugly it is, because Jesus died for us, and now our life is in Christ, we can put all of that aside, that ugliness. We can confess it and move on with God on the basis of Christ in us, hope of glory. Now, the next week we will start a new teaching, still looking at faith, but come at it from a different angle, the applying and the application of our faith. After all, you know, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, and we want to please God. So next week, we will begin to look at faith that is solely in Christ. Let me say that again. Faith that is solely in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this teaching has sparked an interest in your heart, and the Holy Spirit has been able to minister the truth of this to you. and you begin to apply these principles that I've been sharing in your life. More next week on the applications of faith in our life. This has been David Staub. God bless. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.